We shall read from the world scriptures on the subject, love lies in service. We read in the Hindu scriptures. Om, that is full, this is full. This fullness has been projected from that fullness. When this fullness merges in that fullness, all that remains is fullness. Om, peace, peace, peace. There are three divisions of Dharma: sacrifice, study, and charity from the first. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine wisdom. We read from the Buddhist scriptures. May I become food and drink in the eons of famine for those poverty-stricken sufferers. May I be a doctor, medicine, and nurse for all sick beings in the world until everyone is cured. May I become never-ending, wish-fulfilling treasures materializing in front of each of them as all the enjoyments they need. May I be a guide for those who do not have a guide, a leader for those who journey, a boat for those who want to cross over, and all sorts of ships, bridges, beautiful parks for those who desire them, and light for those who need light. And may I become beds for those who need a rest, and a servant to all who need servants. May I also become the basic conditions for all sentient beings, such as earth or even the sky, which is indestructible. May I always be the living conditions for all sentient beings until all sentient beings are enlightened. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine compassion. We read in the Zoroastrian scriptures. I pray to thee, O Mazda, with uplifted hands, and to thy Holy Spirit, first of all, and hope that through truths and righteousness I would enjoy the light of wisdom and a clean conscience, thus bringing solace to the soul of Mother Earth creation. I shall verily approach and succeed in seeing thee, O Mazda Ahura, Lord of Wisdom, Creator of Life, through pure mind and enlightened heart. O Creator, do grant me in both worlds, corporeal as well as spiritual, the recompense which can be achieved only through truthfulness and would make happy the faithful ones. O Mazda, O Asha, and Bohama, I shall now sing songs which have not so far been heard by anyone. I hope that through Asha, Bohama, and everlasting Kshatra, the faith and self-sacrifice would increase in our hearts. O Almighty God, please accept our wishes, come at our call, and grant us bliss. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine purity. We read in the Jewish scriptures, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. Whosoever loveth the stranger giveth him food and raiment. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine law. We read in the Christian scriptures, "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And if I should have prophecy and should know all mysteries and all knowledges, and if I should have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And if I should distribute all my goods to feed the poor, and if I should deliver my body to be burnt, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity is patient, is kind. Charity envieth not, dealeth not perversely, is not puffed up. Charity never falleth away, whether prophecies shall be made void, or tongues shall cease, or knowledge shall be destroyed. And now there remain faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity." We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine self-sacrifice. We read in the scriptures of Islam, "In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. All praise is due to God, the Lord of the worlds, the beneficent, the merciful. Thee do we serve, and thee do we beseech for help. Keep us on the right path. Do good to others. Surely God loves the doers of good." Omniscient God, our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine unity. We shall have a few moments of silence. Let us pray. Most gracious Lord, Master, Messiah, and Savior of humanity, we greet thee in all humility. Thou art the first cause and the last effect, the divine light and the spirit of guidance, Alpha and Omega. Thy light is in all forms, thy love in all beings, in a loving mother, in a kind father, in an innocent child, in a helpful friend, in an inspiring teacher. Allow us to recognize thee in all thy holy names and forms, as Rama, as Krishna, as Shiva, as Buddha. Let us know thee as Abraham, as Solomon, as Zarathustra, as Moses, as Jesus, as Muhammad, and in many other names and forms, known and unknown to the world. We adore thy path. Thy presence deeply enlighteneth our being, and we look for thy blessings in the future. O Messenger, Christ, Nabi, the Rasul of God, thou whose heart constantly reacheth upward, thou comest on earth with a message, as a dove from above when Dharma decayeth, and speakest the word that is put into thy mouth, as the light filleth the crescent moon. Let the star of the divine light shining in thy heart be reflected in the hearts of thy devotees. May the message of God reach far and wide, illuminating and making the whole of humanity as one single brotherhood in the fatherhood of God. Gaya, love lies in service. Only that which is done not for fame or name, not for the appreciation or thanks of those for whom it is done, is love's service. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine truth.